Hi, this is Paul Jendraziak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in studio by Shannon Williams, Todd Ernst, and Super Dre. We're going to be chatting about electronic music in Grand Rapids and the City Lights Music Festival, which is coming up at Calder Plaza Friday, August 17th, and Saturday, August 18th. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing well.
Good. So I guess I'd love it if each of you could start out by telling me a bit about your involvement in electronic music here in Grand Rapids.
Who wants to go first?
I think you.
First. Ladies first. I guess my involvement here has been in the last, give or take like 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a DJ and producer. I've thrown some events and whatnot here in Grand Rapids since I've been in the area. So I guess that's probably my biggest involvement here.
Okay. How about yourself, Shannon?
In eighth grade, the DJ that was supposed to DJ our middle school dance didn't show up, and the rest is history.
Wow. Todd?
I've been an electronic music DJ and promoter for over 20 years. Do a lot of nightlife conceptualization events locally.
Okay. So what was it about electronic music that attracted each of you to it?
My family is actually from the Detroit area for the most part before they moved to the west side of the state, and most people know about the history of electronic music in Detroit.
Sure.
Sort of where techno like really got its start. So having kind of grown up, just kind of traveling back and forth to Detroit as I was younger, it's something that I was always sort of exposed to. So I guess sort of from the very beginning.
Okay. And in Detroit, they still have a huge music festival there, Movement, correct?
Yes, yep. That's always over Memorial Day weekend at Hart Plaza. It's a huge festival. It's actually one of my favorites.
Okay. And how about you, Shannon? What attracted you to electronic music?
I love music as a whole. Mm-hmm. And, starting at an early age, my parents, they had a place in the Bahamas, and I used to walk around with my headset on, listening to all the radio stations from Miami, and just really, really grew attached to all the house music and the great music that was coming out of Miami, because it was way ahead of where we were at in Michigan. And every year I got excited to go back because I got to hear new music. And as I got older, my love for new music continued to grow.
Okay. Todd?
I don't know that I ever really chose the music so much as it chose
really?
Me. I grew up in a household where my dad was a bass player in a Motown cover band.
So okay, cool.
At a very early age, I was listening to a lot of Motown and, Detroit soul rhythms. Kind of funny when you're in seventh grade and all your friends are listening to classic rock and roll. I kind of had to pretend that I was going along with that because I didn't want necessarily anybody to know that I like listening to Donna Summer records.
Well, it's good to have influences on all sides.
Yeah.
I grew up with a brother who was into, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Jimi Hendrix, and a sister who was into Joni Mitchell, Elton John, and Jackson Brown. So
sure.
I think at the end of the day, it makes us very eclectic as who we are as our music tastes go.
I agree.
So who are some of the influences that influenced your electronic music style as far as what you perform?
I guess as far as what I perform, I like a lot of the music now, especially that's coming like out of the Bay Area in California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how many people are familiar with Claude Van Schoek, but he's probably one of my favorite DJs. But I sort of take influence from a lot of different things. I grew up listening to a ton of hip hop, so I think that probably influences a lot too with like a lot of the bass lines and stuff that
mm-hmm.
I like to make. But yeah, honestly, a little bit of everything. I
sure.
pretty much love it all. So I try to incorporate as many different kinds of things and styles as I can.
Now, the guy you were mentioning out of the Bay Area, what's his style like?
His style is sort of like a funky tech house, deep house, I guess, sort of sound would be
sure.
the best way to describe it. So people always ask me what my style is. That's probably the best way I could come up with it. But it changes a lot, too. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know, paint myself into a box. But.
Fair enough. Shannon?
I love music, all kinds, all shapes, all sizes, when it comes to music that you can move your body to. If it's got a beat
mm-hmm.
and you can move to it, and that's where there's some music out there that just doesn't fit real well with that. And if
Fair enough.
There's some music that I hear and it's got maybe some you know, elements from a rock group or from disco or from funk or whatever it might be, and all of a sudden it just makes you start feeling like you wanna move. And the new stuff that's coming out is great too. I mean, I love the dubstep. Mm-hmm. At first, people are like, "What's this dubstep stuff?" And what I've really enjoyed about it is already morphed into so many different sounds, and it's taken a wide range of dance music in a new direction and just created some really unique new sounds and opened up a whole new range of music. So it's just amazing what's happening these days.
Todd, who influenced you?
Well, ironically, with the proximity of Detroit, it never really had much influence on me whatsoever. I'm not sure why. I've always been more drawn to some of the European sounds. One of the guys that produced a lot of those early records in the 70s, a guy named Giorgio Moroder. Mm-hmm. He's from Europe. And a lot of the early industrial sounds from, Cabaret Voltaire, Front 242.
Okay.
That nature, of course, Depeche Mode, that's going to fit
sure.
into it all. But a little bit later on in the early 90s, bands like Underworld, Prodigy, mm-hmm. Chemical Brothers. So for
okay.
me, it's always been a little more European-based, a little more progressive.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody like myself, I have kind of an elementary understanding of electronic music. Is there a difference between a DJ and electronic musician? And if so, what's the difference?
That's the million-dollar question yeah. these days, Paul. Thanks, Frank.
It depends on who you ask.
Okay.
There's a couple of debates online going on right now about that. In fact, Deadmau5 just penned an article for Rolling Stone, I believe, called We All Hit Play.
Okay.
And, you may want to Google it and look it up.
Okay.
It talks about the nature of what the DJ's role is
sure.
versus the producer.
Okay.
And how, to some level, all DJs and all producers are guilty of everything that's being thrown out there right now.
Okay.
One of the trends that we've been seeing more recently in the past few years, and I know this probably troubles all three of us too a little bit, is the idea that there's these festival DJs that are going out there and they're playing exactly the same set in exactly the same order.
Okay.
And there's really no variations.
Okay.
In their style, and I don't understand how they can do that. For me, it would be absolute boredom.
Mm-hmm. So it's not really giving the audience a fair deal at the end of the day.
I don't know about that, because if you look at the audience, everybody looks quite happy.
Okay.
To the people that in the know, I think we're all a little bit concerned of what this sort of effect is going to have on our industry maybe 2-3 years down the road.
Sure, sure. That's understandable.
I know one thing that it, maybe it hits me in a different direction, because I love music so much. I mean, my wife, and she's a DJ, she all the time is like, "Honey, come to bed. What are you doing?" I'm up listening to music early,
okay.
late, in my car, I can't get enough of it. And I know that no matter where I play, there's always the biggest problem I have is really having the time to listen to the new tracks before I play. I have mm-hmm. so much stuff that it's like, oh my gosh, this is great and this is great. And I start to have a little bit of a question with, where is their heart really at, or is it really
sure.
coming from their wallet? And have they lost that some of that passion? Because if they really truly love music the mm-hmm. way that that I know I do, you would think that they would at least have one or two tracks that they just got, in that week between those performances.
Right.
But then again, maybe they're playing so much and mm-hmm. they're playing every night
right.
that they don't even have time to relax. And for them, it's they get their set and mm-hmm. they're lucky to get that done right, because they're dealing with flight schedules
sure.
and craziness with the setup being wrong and shady promoters. And
right,
so
right.
there's always the other side of the story.
And that can be
too.
Said of any type of music at the end of the day, probably. As well.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. I mean, I know because I used to think the exact same thing. And then mm-hmm. last year, like last summer, I did probably more festivals within a 3-month period than I've ever done. And it was honestly a struggle, because out of any given set, I probably made about maybe 50% of the song. So
okay.
if I made that music, and then there's other music also, from mm-hmm. other DJs that I'm also incorporating into a set, it did become a struggle after a while
okay.
between flying from God knows where,
sure.
to getting yourself together, getting checked into a hotel. Sometimes things went totally wrong. You arrive there and you're like, okay, thank God at least that I have stuff still I'm a little organized.
Right, right.
Last night's set, so today.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, I do think a lot of it is money.
Right.
A lot of it is a little bit of laziness and just people sort of getting complacent after a while. And plus now there are so many festivals, and it didn't used to be like that. Now there are so many.
Yeah, it seems like it's really exploded in a big way.
Every single weekend, and sometimes at any given weekend during the summer, there are probably, five, six music festivals going on wherever. So I think because of that, things have kind of become saturated and it's burnt a lot of musicians out.
Sure.
So.